I have a joke.
Go for it.
What do you call a rooster that is too afraid to cross the road?
I have no idea.
A chicken?
Okay.
Just thought I'd start us out on a light thing.
Father, are we matching today?
Yeah, really.
Go ahead, Peyton.
Okay. Father, we just thank you for this day, and I thank you for what you've spoken to me, Lord, and spoken to your prophets, Father God, that you're taking this nation back.
Yes.
Father God, you know, you asked me not too long ago, actually it was this Saturday, I think, are you ready to step into level 5 of the anointing, which is the national anointing? And so, Father, I just thank you that you have given me the privilege and the honor of getting to preach today the final message related to level 5 of the anointing, which is related to the nation, Father God. We call this Congress of God to order. And in the name of Jesus, I do not declare this concerning the people, but concerning the spiritual aspects. We declare Satanism illegal in our land.
Amen.
We declare that the Sermon on the Mount, Christianity is going to begin to live the Sermon on the Mount, Father God. We declare in the name of Jesus that no weapon formed against your church, not even accusations, will prosper, and that the gates of hell will not prevail against your church, Lord. In Jesus' name, Father, I ask that you would give me the anointing to speak. Give us the anointing to hear, Holy Spirit, just as you did with King Solomon. I ask that you would give me wisdom tonight to speak the words of God as an oracle of God. In Jesus' name,
amen.
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 I want to start out with I don't know how many of you have heard this, but it's a poem, and it's called First Day Came. And it was written during the time of the Nazi, it was written by a German pastor, Martin, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but it says, first I came for the socialists and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me and there was no one left to speak for me. This is what happens when the church is not the church. This is what happens when we forfeit our right by way of just being silent. When we forfeit our right to disciple nations as Christ has commanded us. Actually, let me do things a little bit different tonight. And I feel a stirring. Sorry about that. I feel a stirring in my heart that, and turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 28. And it's a very familiar passage of scripture, verses 18 to 20. It says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. What is it?
Go ahead, Peyton. We're dealing with the baby.
Oh, okay. No, I just wanted to make sure you heard the scripture. So, I'm going to say this differently, but there was a broadcast I listened to this week that said, if we don't disciple nations, in other words, if we're not the conscience of the state, then eventually persecution is going to come to a point where we're not able to win souls. We can't just win souls and neglect our duty to the nation that God has sent us to steward and expect that, well, our liberties are always going to stay the same. And so Turn with me to Ezekiel. Chapter
22. Ezekiel 22?
Verses 23 to 31.
23.
But I want to read a quote to you by this guy named Alexis de Tocqueville. And I got this from the Next Great Move of God book by Jennifer LeClaire. And it says, I sought for the greatness and genius of America in her commodious harbors and her ample rivers. And it was not there. In her fertile fields and boundless forest, and it was not there. In her rich mines and her vast world commerce, and it was not there. In her democratic Congress and her matchless Constitution, and it was not there. Not until I went into the churches of America and heard her pulpits flame with righteousness did I understand the secret of America, of her genius and power. Powerful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, with that in mind, I want us to read Ezekiel 22, verses 23 to 31.
Okay.
20 what?
22, verses 23 to 31.
Okay.
And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, say to her, You are a land that is not cleansed or rained on in the day of indignation. The conspiracy of her prophets in her midst is like a roaring lion tearing the prey. They have devoured people. They have taken treasure and precious things. They have made many widows in her midst. Her priests have violated my law and profaned my holy things. They have not distinguished between the holy and unholy, nor have they made known the difference between the unclean and the clean. And they have hidden their eyes from my Sabbaths, that I am profaned among them. Her priests in her midst are like wolves tearing the prey to shed blood, to destroy people, and to get dishonest gain. Her prophets plastered them with untempered mortar, seeing false visions and divining lies for them, saying, Thus says the Lord God, when the Lord had not spoken. The people of the land have used oppressions, committed robbery, and mistreated the poor and needy, and they wrongfully oppressed the stranger. So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. Therefore I have poured out my indignation on them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath, and I have recompensed their deeds on their own heads, says the Lord God.
Wow.
Yeah. I want to publicly honor Pastor Mickey. You know, the sermon that we heard Sunday, I could sense in the voice that the enemy was attacking him, and I'm sure there are many pastors that are listening under the sound of my voice that deal with similar attacks. This verse shows just how it shows the severity of, if you do not do your job, this is what's going to happen to the land. If you do not preach righteousness, if you do not preach holiness, if you do not preach what God calls right in his sight and in the sight of the courts of heaven, then the land is going to be left to itself. And the people are going to be left to themselves. And in fact, actually, contrary to what seems to be popular belief, Americans today want the only one, the same broadcast actually said this, the only ones that do not want a hard gospel, like a I'll just say it, preaching of holiness. The only ones that don't want the full Bible preached are the lukewarm.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to say that. I wanted to just encourage the pastors out there that, you know, you keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And so, let's see, where was I at? Okay, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4.
Hang on, 1 Timothy?
Yes, sir.
Timothy chapter 2.
Yes, sir.
Timothy chapter 2, verse 4.
Verses 1 through 4. Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And, let's see, what is it? I thought I put it on here. I'm looking for Jeremiah 29, verses 10 to 14.
Jeremiah what?
29.
Verses 10 through 14?
Actually, 4 through 14. Excuse me.
Verses 14?
4 through 14.
Yeah.
Oh, 4 through 14?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all who were carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and dwell in them. Plant gardens and eat their fruit. Take wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, so that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray to the Lord for it, for in its peace you will have peace. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let your prophets and your diviners who are in your midst deceive you, nor listen to your dreams which you have caused to be dreamed. For they prophesy to you falsely in my name. I have not sent them, says the Lord. For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you and cause you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive. So, this is going to be the end of this sermon. But actually, we'll have two more scriptures to back up what I'm about to say. But I want you to read the book of Daniel as an assignment. I believe what this does is it shows us how we are to steward the nation as people of God. You know, there were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There were laws that were made that they were like, no, we're not going to bow down to our gods. I bow down to your gods, but we're going to serve Yahweh. And Daniel prayed 3 times a day and was thrown into the lion's den.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And so I want you to, we're going to go to two more. Isaiah 56, verse 7.
Isaiah 56.
Verse 7. Even them I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. And the other one is found in 2 Chronicles 7, verses 12 to 16.
Chronicles
7 what?
12 to 16. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to pray to prayer made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So we are the house of prayer for
right.
all nations.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to challenge us to pray like never before for our nation. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, I thank you for that scripture, Lord, in Ezekiel. That, you know, you talked about the prophets. There's a conspiracy among the prophets, Lord. We know there are false prophets in the Christian world, but we also know that there is a lying, that the media also are in some ways false prophets, and then there's also occult followers who pretend to predict the future. Father, we just thank you that, Lord, we are the city is set on a hill. And Father God, give us such a burden, Father God. Give the pastors even that are listening online, give us as leaders, ministers here in this church, give us a burden to speak into cultural issues. Give us a burden to declare the state of the union, so to speak, for the nation, Father God. Give us a burden to intercede for your nation and also to do any action necessary to back up that intercession, Father. And we just thank you for it. And we call it done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this edition of the Design for Victory podcast. Now, something I forgot to mention during the sermon was Alexis de Tocqueville. If you want to know how to spell that, it's Alexis space D-E space capital T-O-C-Q-U-I-V-E. No, V-I-L-L-E. If I remember correctly, that's how you spell it. He was a French politicist, I think is what Jennifer LeClaire wrote in her book, The Next Great Move of God. And he, something to political, he, back in his home country, France, at the time, he came during the Second Great Awakening. And at the time, they had, you know, the French Revolution had basically pushed all of the churches out of France. And so, you know, and people had a distrust for religion in his home country. So when he came to America, you know, that's why he said, you know, that the preachers aflame with righteousness, the pulpit aflame with righteousness was what made America great. So, just speaking from memory from what I read in that book. But there are many different versions of that quote that I read tonight. So I'm sure, you know, depending on who you read, you'll find it in different places, find it quoted in different ways. But so, in any case, If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to like, comment, share, subscribe, hit the notification bell. Someone I know of that talks more about that is Pastor Shane Eidelman of Westside Christian Fellowship, but also Jennifer LeClaire, that book, The Next Great Move of God. You know, you can pick up a copy of that. You can find it wherever books are sold, as far as I know. And you can get it online, Amazon and Barnes and Noble. But anyway, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can either write to P.O. Box 729, write to Preach Unto Them Jesus, or Put J, P.O. Box 7293, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73013. Again, that's Put J, or Preach Unto Them Jesus, P.O. Box 7293, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73013. If you would like to listen to more about taking America back, things like that, you can listen to Oasis Church, or like I mentioned, you can listen to Westside Christian Fellowship. And there may be other places, I just can't think of them off the top of my head, but so, also, I'm just going to give you one resource for deliverance. If you would like to get deliverance, you can just go to www.dwjd.org. Type on the region that you know, they'll give you the regions, the headings. And each heading will spell out, if you will, the regions, like it'll give you the states down below it. And then after you do that, down below that, it'll have the button for each region. Tap on that respective button, whatever that may be. Tap on that button, whatever that may be, and fill out the form, name, number, email, message. And hit submit, and they'll get back to you within about 24 to 48 hours. BobLarson.org is another one. You can just simply hit need help, and it'll give you different places that you can, I'll just give you these two resources. It'll give you different places that you can go and seek deliverance, depending on your need. And then I'll go ahead and give you the whole 9 yards. Sorry. JustinD.com. JustinD.com. And then you can hit book new appointment. So thank you all very much. I forgot to mention too, another place you can also email us at kingdomadvancement252@gmail.com, kingdomadvancement252@gmail.com, or you can go to www.stormministries.com, and then go to the contact link, and also on the homepage, it will say help our cause. There's a help our cause heading that all donations go to the Homeless Alliance and to the furtherance, the preaching of the gospel. God bless you all, and we'll see you. If we don't see you before then, we'll see you Sunday. God bless.